Are you ready to experience faith on another level? Every week, meet us at the place where the Word is alive, the worship is rich, and the supernatural is flowing. Come experience God's presence. Hear a faith-filled word and receive impartation that sets the tone for your week every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at 3950 Point Parkway in the beautiful city of Beaumont. It is an atmosphere charged with expectation. Whether in person or online, you belong here. Then let's go deeper in the Word together on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. We will be teaching principles straight from the Word of God to help you grow in faith, wisdom, and victory. And then finally, get ready for power-packed Tag Team Thursday, teaching at 7 o'clock p.m. that will stir your spirit and transform your thinking. You can watch it all on Above the Cloud, Facebook, YouTube, or right through our mobile app. Wherever you are, the Word is coming to you. Join us weekly. Engage, grow, maximize your life. Follow, subscribe, and stay connected. Your faith journey continues here. This is your season to grow stronger, dream bigger, and believe bolder. And we're believing with you every step of the way. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives. Wherever you go, take your faith with you. Now you can experience powerful messages, faith-building content, and stay connected with everything happening at Faith Christian Center right from your mobile device. Got an iPhone or iPad? Just search for Faith Christian CC in the App Store. On Android, look up Faith Christian Center Church in Google Play. Download the app today and keep your faith strong wherever you are. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Each day is a fresh opportunity to activate your faith, align with God's will, and step into divine purpose. That's why I want to personally invite you to join us each and every morning, bright and early, for our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line. Start your day strong. Start your day in faith. Start your day in the presence of God and fellowship with people of like precious faith. We gather as a family of believers to release our faith, speak of God's blessings, and decree supernatural favor over our day. Every morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, you can dial 267-807-9601 and enter access code 298-581-777. Again, that number is 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777. Wake, pray, and repeat. Your morning breakthrough starts because victory begins with prayer. I'll be there, will you? Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges, and we're building lives.
April is a month of spiritual renewal and resurrection power. God specializes in bringing life out of what looks lifeless. What felt delayed can begin to move again. What seemed stagnant can start flowing. Even what appeared dead, God is breathing on it again. This is not your season to give up. This is your season to trust that God is still working, even when you don't see it yet. April reminds us that nothing is beyond His power to restore. This is your month to rise again, to reset your focus, to reignite your faith. Choose to move forward, not in fear or doubt, but with power, with confidence, and with expectation. Because if God said it, He will do it. And if He started it, He will finish it. This is your season of renewal and your time to rise. And remember, we are building faith. We are building bridges. We are building lives.
In this dynamic book, Dr. Carlton Sharp reveals that sometimes the strongest people are the ones carrying the heaviest pain, silently. They show up every day. They smile. They lead. They provide. From the outside, everything looks fine. But inside, something feels off. That quiet weight. That pressure. That sense of isolation. It builds. In this book, Suffering in Silence is about confronting that hidden pain. It's about stepping out of the shadows and into healing, honesty, and wholeness. This message will help you recognize the warning signs within yourself, break free from pride and isolation, and embrace truth, accountability, and restoration. You don't have to carry it alone anymore. It's time to take off the mask, break the silence, and find real healing and hope. Suffering in Silence, Hiding Behind the Mask, by Dr. Carlton Sharp. Available now on Amazon, in paperback and Kindle. Get your copy today. Welcome to Faith Christian Center broadcast that's building faith, building bridges, and building lives. Coming to you live from Beaumont, Texas, this moment is not by accident. It's your divine appointment. This time together is designed to build your faith, stir your spirit, and help you walk in God's absolute best for your life. Call a friend, tag a family member, and invite them to tune in with you, because what's about to happen is too powerful to keep to yourself. Go ahead and grab your Bible, your notepad, and a pen, and get ready for a dynamic worship service and a life-changing word from the Lord. This is more than a broadcast. It's an encounter. So open your heart, lean in with expectation, and prepare to go higher. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Everybody, this is the day that the Lord has made. The Bible says we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Carlton Sharp, pastor of Faith Christian Center Church, right here in Beaumont, Texas. And it's Wednesday night, so guess what? It's Bible study night. Hey, listen, do me a favor, call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, hit the like button, the love button, the share button, and let them know that Dr. Sharp is live and ready to go. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, Aurelia. Hey, Brother Dennis. Hey, Mika. Hey, Alvin, Penny, Legacy. Sister Porter, Sister Robinson, I see you all out there. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Glory to God. It's another beautiful day here in Southeast Texas. And so we give God all the praise for allowing us to see this day that he has made. The Bible says, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But listen, as always, if you need prayer tonight at any time throughout the broadcast, there are several ways whereby you get your prayer requests to us. If you're watching by way of Above the Cloud, there's a box right there on your screen. Type in your prayer request and send it to us. If you're watching tonight by way of Facebook Live, you can message us your prayer request. That's right. Message it to us. If you want to email it to us, you can send it to prayerministry@fccc-bmt.org. Or if you're technology savvy, pull out your cell phone and text PR for prayer requests to 54244. And we'll get it. And then finally, if you're on our mobile app, there's a need prayer tile on the mobile app. Just simply click that need prayer tile, put in your prayer request, send it to us. Once again, we'll get it. We'll begin to pray with you and pray for you. We believe in the power of prayer. And we believe that as we agree with you, the Bible says that where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing upon the same thing, whatever we ask of him, he's going to do it for us. Amen. And so we look forward to getting your prayer requests. And then, of course, let me invite you to join us each and every morning for our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line. That's right. Every morning at 6 a.m., we're up early seeking the face of God, interceding for others, and fellowshipping one with another. And we would love for you to join us by calling the number at the bottom of the screen. That number is 267-807-8601. Access code 298-581-777. Then if you have a loved one who cannot access any of our social media platforms, I'm sorry, they can call the toll-free number. That number is 877-781-2818, and they can listen in live to the broadcast. And then, of course, you could download our lessons from our podcast. If you have Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or Pocket Cast, it's absolutely free for you to download the lessons and listen to them over and over and over again. The Bible says that faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Glory to God. And then, of course, let me invite you to come and join us each and every Saturday morning for a worship service like none other. Glory to God. And I know you're going to be blessed by it every Saturday morning at 3950 Point Parkway right here in the beautiful city of Beaumont, Texas. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So how was y'all day today? Did y'all have a blessed day today? Yes, indeed. I know I did. Glory to God. Amen. Well, listen, a couple things real quick. Be praying. Just finished watching before I came in earlier today. Our astronauts, they blasted off today. And so let's pray for them that they have a safe return on these next 10 days. As they go around the moon, praise the Lord, the ingenuity of mankind. And so, that's why. Praise the Lord. There we go. I knew something was going wrong over there. It kept on just jumping. But anyway, but we'll be in prayer for our astronauts as they make their way around and get back home in 10 days. Also be praying for our youth in our area. As you know, we've been having a string of violence that's been happening. And so we want to be praying for them. Also, prepare yourself for Resurrection Weekend. It's coming up. We're going to have a great time this weekend. So come and join us. Amen. It's our personal invitation for you to join us on this weekend, on this Resurrection Weekend. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then let me thank Lady Gwen for ministering that word on this past weekend. Amen. Oh, my God. Excuses, identity, and the power of your words. Amen. And I know she did a great job on this past weekend, and I thank God for her for ministering that word. Glory to God. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, do me a favor, call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, hit the like button, the love button, the share button. Let them know that Dr. Sharp is live and ready to go. Praise the Lord. Hey, let me just go ahead and tell you early. Tonight, for some reason, I don't have your confession in the system. So you won't get your confession at the end of the lesson tonight. So that blame that on me. That's my fault. Amen. That is my fault. Something happened and just didn't get done. But I just wanted to warn you. But the lesson gonna be good. you gonna get the word tonight, amen. But you won't get the confession. Glory to God. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Let me do that. Let me do this real quick. How many of y'all got your copy of the book? Amen. Suffering in Silence. Glory to God. Let me see who got the book tonight. Have you picked up your copy, your version of Suffering in Silence, Hiding Behind the Mask? Oh my God, this is a wonderful work that God blessed me to be able to put together. And so you get your copy on Amazon, either in book form or on Kindle. You can scan the QR code that's right there on the screen. It'll take you directly to the page. Glory to God. Amen. Hey, Shell, put that one in the comment section also. Amen. Because Shell, she's already put in the other books that we have, A Measure of Faith book. Change Your World with Your Mouth, Speak Victory Confession, and put this one in the comment section also, Shell. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, it's a great work, man. And listen, this was yesterday. Yeah, today is the first. So it was yesterday, about 2 o'clock in the morning, the Spirit of God woke me up, and he said, I want you to go down and I want you to do some research on something and on the name. And so I came down and I looked and I did what God told me to do. And my God, I'm telling you, God told me, write a book on it. Oh my God. And so I said, okay, God, okay. I'm not telling y'all what it is right now, but man, oh my God, you talking about just open my eyes and it was powerful. I mean, he just nudged me about 2 o'clock in the morning, say, get up and go downstairs. I want you to see something. And I said, yay, Lord, came down, Mika. And I began to do my research and do my studying. And my God, I said, okay, God, I see what you're doing. Amen. So coming soon. It's just in me right now. So I'll be prepping that one and getting that together for what God wants to do. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Did y'all get the book? Are y'all telling me y'all got the book? Is that what the likes and the loves are? Amen. That you got your copy of Suffering in Silence, Hiding Behind the Mask. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's a good book. Amen. Because it's based on the word of God. Everything that I do is based on the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, are you ready for the word? Well, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, how would we thank you, God, for this time of fellowship with people of like precious faith? Father, we thank you that your word flows freely in this place, unhindered and unchecked by any force. Father, we thank you that your word is not void of power and that you confirm your word with signs following. Father, we thank you that Jesus Christ is our high priest and that he ever liveth to make intercessions for us. Now, Father, I thank you that my body is strong, my mind is alert, and my lips are anointed, and that I will clearly articulate the words such that every spiritual need is met. Now, Father, I covenant in advance to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the adoration for what shall be revealed this night. And all who agree with that prayer said, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles to Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23. Proverbs chapter number 23. Glory to God. Hey, listen, go ahead and call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, hit the like button, the love button, the share button, and let them know that we're about to get started tonight. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, let's hold up our Bibles, make our confession of faith, hold them up nice and high, and repeat after me, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer and not a doubter. I am a doer and not just a hearer. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever living seed of the word of God. I will never be the same. Never, ever be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, before I begin, just also a reminder. Remember last week I told you about Alvin producing some music, and he sent it over to me. But it's not in the format. So once I get it, I'm gonna press him. I'm gonna press him to have it ready for y'all next week. How about that? Have it in the right format for you so that you could enjoy that, man. Oh, you would have enjoyed it on this coming Friday, you know, just chilling out. Oh my God. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm gonna press him to get that done for y'all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Proverbs 23. Let's begin at verse number 7. It says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Amen. I want to focus on, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. We've been talking from the subject matter of think bigger. Amen. Think bigger. And your life follows what you think, whether you believe that or not. Amen. What you think, amen, controls what you experience in your life. See, your life is shaped by the internal agreement that you have with what you think about yourself. Amen. And what you focus on shapes what you believe. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we started out with the example of Gideon. Amen. And Gideon showed us that if your thinking is small, your assignment will feel impossible. As you know, Gideon had an inferior complex, amen, because of how he thought about himself. The angel of the Lord goes to him and said, calls him a mighty man of valor. And he looked at the angel like, who, you talking about me? He said, and Gideon had accepted the labels based on his family background. He said, listen, my family is poor, amen, and I'm the least of them, amen. He even based his identity on his economic condition and his background. And so he couldn't see himself as what God called him. But God ignored all that he spoke. Amen. And God spoke to Gideon who he really was. And so we found that out in the first lesson. We also found out that Peter showed us that if your focus shifts, your faith weakens. And we found out that in the scripture that he seen Jesus walking on the water, Dennis. And he said, Jesus, if it be thou, bid me to come on the water. And Jesus said, it's me, come on out here. And so the Bible says that as he went, stepped out on the water, walked on the water, he began to look at all the conditions. the winds and the waves and lost his focus. Hallelujah. And so it weakened his faith. Jesus says, why did you doubt, Peter? Why did you lose your faith? Because you focus on the circumstances. And so many people right now, they're focusing on the circumstances that they see. And so whatever you consistently hold that holds your attention will eventually influence your belief system. So he lost his focus and began to sink. But he cried out to Jesus, Jesus, save me. And Jesus saved him, and both of them walked back to the boat. Amen. Now, go to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. Amen. See, God operates beyond our current thinking. Amen. And so that's what we talked about on last week. We talked about removing the ceilings. Amen. In our lives. And see, the limitations that we place on ourselves come from our conditioning, our comfort, and even our capacity to believe God. And God tells us in Isaiah, watch this now, in Isaiah 55 in verse number 8, he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. So whenever we find that we're not moving beyond where we are, it's not because of God, it's because we have limited ourselves based upon our conditioning, based upon our comfort zone, based upon the capacity that we have to believe. Now, we found out that the Bible says, according to your faith, be it unto you. And so if I'm going to think bigger, I have to think on God's terms. Amen. Because his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But tonight, I want to talk about possibility thinking. Amen. Now go to Luke chapter number one, possibility thinking. What is possible for you? Hallelujah. Amen. Luke chapter one, look at verse number 37, Luke chapter one, verse 37. Look what he says. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. In the Amplified, it says it this way. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. Amen. So now, if God says that nothing is impossible for him, and all we need is a word from God, then nothing is impossible for us. Hallelujah. Amen. And so my objective tonight is very simple. I want to develop a mindset in you that embraces what is possible with God. Not only that, but I want you to break agreement with impossible thinking. Stop thinking that it's impossible. Now Philippians says that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And so I got to think that everything that God places in my path is possible for me because I believe. Amen. And then I want you to train your mind to expect supernatural outcomes. Amen. Because when God gets involved, God puts his super with our natural and makes it supernatural. Amen. And then I want you to strengthen your faith to override natural limitations. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know you might not have the education. I know you might not have the resources, but watch this now. I want to strengthen your faith to override your natural limitations. And then I want you to position yourself to act on what God reveals to you. Hallelujah. Amen. See, when I talk about possibility thinking, I'm defining possibility thinking in two ways. First of all, it is the ability to look at a situation that says no and still believe God can say yes. Anyway, I mean, you might have received a no 1,000 times. No, 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 1,000 no's. But because you have possibility thinking, you still believe God can say yes in your situation. It ain't over till it's over. Somebody put that in the comment section for me. It ain't over until it's over. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Amen. But then my second definition is, it's a little bit longer. Amen. It's a faith-driven mindset that sees beyond natural limitations and aligns with what God is able to do regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the situation. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's faith driven, and it's a mindset that sees beyond the natural limitations. And I align myself with what God is able to do, regardless of the circumstance or situation. Now, we know the Bible says, and God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen, amen, amen. All right, now watch this, watch this. Go to Romans chapter number 4, Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter number 4. And let's begin at verse number 17. Romans 4, 17. Amen. Hallelujah. Says this. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. See, I found out that possibility thinking does not deny the facts. It refuses to let the facts have the final say. That's what he says in verse number 17, that we call those things which be not, Angie, as though they were. We're not going to let the facts, amen, speak the loudest, amen. We're going to let the word of God have the final say in our lives, in our situation. Glory to God. And see, that's when you change how you think. Because we've grown up to believe that the facts, are the facts. Well, I found out that when you with God, the facts can change. Yes, they can. They sure can. Because God can change the facts. Amen. God has the final say about your situation. Hallelujah. Because he is in control. And this is why the difference between living naturally and living supernaturally. Because we are fully persuaded that what God has promised us, he's able to perform. Hallelujah. Now, go to Jeremiah 32. Jeremiah chapter number 32. See, when you have possibility thinking, it doesn't start with your problem, but it starts with your God. Amen. See, when you start to think that all things are possible, it starts with how you see your father. Amen. It doesn't start with what you see in the natural, your problem. Now watch this now. In Jeremiah 32, look at verse number 27. Jeremiah 32, verse number 27. Look what he says. He says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Glory to God. Now in the natural, there might be some situations that seem impossible. But God said, ask the question, is there anything too hard for me? And when I start my possibility thinking with God and not my problem, it changes everything, because there's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. How many of you ever had a situation that everybody thought that it was impossible, there was no way that you were going to be able to achieve that, but God showed up in your situation. Ooh, Jesus, amen. And changed the whole dynamics of what you were facing until you got the victory in the name of Jesus, amen. If you start with the problem, watch this now, all you're going to see, amen, you're going to feel like you're defeated. If you start with the problem, amen, you're going to feel like you are defeated. But if you start with God, you start to see possibilities. Amen. Hallelujah. All you need is just one word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now watch this. Go to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter number 9. Look at verse number 23. Mark chapter 9, verse number 23. See, there's some language you have to reject. When it comes down to saying impossible things, you got to reject that language. Mm-mm. You got to reject it and not let it come out of your mouth. Because here's what Jesus says in Mark chapter 9, verse number 23. He says this. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, how many things? All things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. So I have to reject some language that will keep me from experiencing what God has in store for me. All right. But then I tell you all the time, you don't have to be a prophet. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be an apostle to know whether or not what people believe. All you got to do is listen to them. Amen. If Jesus says that if you can believe, all things are possible, well, how can I determine what a person believes? Good question. I'm glad you asked that question. All right. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I've learned how to tune in to what people are saying. Amen. And listen to the words that are coming out of their mouth. Because what comes out of their mouth reveals what's really in their heart. Matthew says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Yeah. Glory to God. Now watch this now. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 13, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, look what it says. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and what? And therefore speak. What you believe in your heart will eventually be produced out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Okay. Now go to James chapter 2. James chapter 2. James chapter 2. Not only does possibility thinking speak before it sees the manifestation, because it's speaking what it believes, but it also produces bold action. Amen. Bold action. In James chapter 2, verse number 17, James chapter 2, verse 17, it says this, even so faith, if it had not works, is dead, being alone. Amen. So when I'm believing God, amen, and I've changed how I think, instead of thinking impossible thoughts, but changing it to possibility thinking, then I must put action behind what I believe. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Okay. Now, tonight, our example will be David. Yep. And I'm going to contrast what David thought versus everybody else. Amen. Because what you believe is possible determines what you will pursue. Amen, amen, amen. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 17. We're going to spend the rest of our time in 1 Samuel chapter 17 because I want you to see how could people see the same thing but one have a different result than the others. Amen. And sometimes you have to stand alone based upon what you believe. Because others may mock you. Others may talk about you. Others may criticize you because you have possibility thinking versus natural thinking. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Are you there in 1 Samuel chapter 17? 1 Samuel chapter 17. Let's begin at verse number 20. Now I'm gonna jump through this chapter. So we're gonna start in verse number 20, but we're gonna take it different places tonight. All right? Are y'all with me? Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Look at verse number 20. Look what he says. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper and took and went at as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight to the fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So here's David. Amen. David has a different mindset than his brethren, than even the armies of Israel, and even the king of Israel. Hallelujah. And so the first thing that I see is that what was different from David and what was different with the other men, that the battle was stalemated by fear. Woo, Jesus. Amen. Yeah. See, Israel had the numbers. Israel had the training and Israel had the weapons, but no one was bold enough to move forward. Amen. And so here comes David. After having instructions from his father, take your brothers something to eat. He gets to the battle and he hears Goliath talking trash about his God. Amen. And every other man is afraid. They're in fear for their lives. Amen. Because of who Goliath was. Now watch this now. Go back to verse number 4. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 4. Amen. Here's why they were afraid. Because Goliath was an intimidating force. Ooh, Jesus. Amen. And there are times when we face challenges and circumstances that seem intimidating. But watch this now. If I have possibility thinking that God is with me and that God is on my side, it doesn't matter how big the obstacle may be, it has to come down. Ooh, Jesus. Now watch this. In verse number 4, 1 Samuel 17, verse number 4, look what it says. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. In other words, this was a big old boy. Amen. Can y'all just imagine a 9-foot giant? Now we watch the NCAA March Madness. We watch the professional games, basketball games, and some of these guys are 6'10", 6'11", some are 7 foot. That one kid from Florida was 7'9". But think about this. Goliath was even taller than him. And then Goliath was armored down. I mean, could you imagine the armor that he had on? And now because of his height, because of his stature, they were intimidated by him. But here comes David. Amen. David was not afraid of this big giant. David did not care that he was an experienced warrior. David only knew that, hey, my God is greater. Amen. We sing the song, Our God is Greater. But when it comes down to your situation, do you believe that your God is greater? What do you think about that in your situation? Hallelujah. Amen. See, the army had the wrong perspective. Mm-hmm. They saw something too big to be defeated. And David said, no, he's too big to fail. He's too big to miss. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Okay. Now watch this. See, David saw possibilities while others saw impossibilities. Now watch this now. Go to 1 Samuel 17 and verse number 32. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 32. Anybody getting blessed by this? Give me a like, a love, a thumbs up, and let me know that you're getting blessed by it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because I'm trying to encourage you. Here, listen to me. I'm trying to encourage you. Stop looking at your situation and being intimidated by it. Look at it and process it through God's eyes. Amen. Process it through God's ways and God's character. And know that God says, I'm with you until the end. As a matter of fact, God says, I will fight your enemies for you. And when I change the lens of how I believe, from impossibility to possibility, watch this now, things begin to change. Glory to God. Now watch this. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Look at verse number 32. 1 Samuel 17 verse number 32. Look what he says. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Amen. So David told the king, he said, hey, listen. Don't worry about anybody else. Amen. Don't worry that they're all intimidated. Don't worry that they all have the wrong perspective. No. He says, listen, I see a possibility. I asked the question, what's going to be given to the person that kills this giant? And I'm willing with what I believe to go and fight him. Amen. Now watch this. Jump down to verse number 34. Amen. See, the reason why David was so confident was because it was rooted in his relationship with God and not the situation. See, everybody, even his brothers, go back to chapter 16. You'll see that when the prophet came to anoint the next king, David wasn't even in the house. He was out minding the sheep. Amen. He was out writing psalms and praising God and spending time with God. So now he has this track record with God that gives him the confidence that even if I get into this fight, I know God is with me. Ooh, Jesus. Amen. See, praise and worship is not just about a song you sing. Praise and worship is about the intimacy you have with your Father. Amen. See, you got to understand, when you spend time with God, you change. Hallelujah, amen. See, and that's what happened with David. David was spending so much time with God that internally, he already knew, I'm a giant killer. Amen. See, that's why you shouldn't wait, amen, to get to the service in order to start praising God. See, you ought to have this, you ought to condition your heart to get into the very presence of God like Moses. God said, Moses told God, look, I need to see your glory. He said, I'm not going forward unless you go with me and your glory goes with me. And it's about spending time with God. Amen. It's about spending quality time with him. But watch this. What I told y'all to go, verse number 34. Watch the experience that David exhibits on why he's so confident with going to fight with Goliath. Watch this now. 1 Samuel 17, verse 34. Look what he says. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto him, David, go, and the Lord be with thee. What you say? Amen. How many of you ever been in a situation? Listen to me, okay? That the only way that you were going to get out was if God showed up in your situation. And God showed up, amen, and delivered you. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. David said, listen, I've been there. I've had my experience where God showed up. There was a lion and there was a bear, and both of them tried to take something from me. Amen. They tried to take a sheep, a lamb from the flock. But I fought with them. I battled with them. Amen. And God gave me the victory. Amen. And just like he gave me the victory then, God will give me the victory now, because God doesn't change. What you say, Dr. Sharp? Amen. And so David comes into this fight having experience with God. He said, I remember, man. And it's when we remember the goodness of God, the character of God, the love of God, amen, that we can be confident to stand up against some giants. Hallelujah, amen. Now watch this. Go jump down to verse number 45 now. Amen. Because when you know that you know, Dennis, when you know that God will do it, see, you get bold and start speaking to the thing that today. Yeah, Goliath, today God's gonna deliver you into my hands. Amen. Now could you imagine Goliath looking at David, this little scrawny kid, and he tells the armies of Israel, is this your best that you have? He tried to put David down. Amen. Try to discredit him. Hallelujah. But David didn't listen to what the giant was saying. He spoke back to the giant. Now that's a word for us. When your situations and circumstances are speaking to you, you need to learn how to speak back to it and tell them what your God will do for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, Pastor Jeremy, good to see you. Now watch this. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, look at verse number 45. Look what he says. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with the sword and with the spear and with the shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. look what David said. Man, you don't know what's about to happen to you. You messing with the wrong one. Amen. Now here's the thing. David was not trying to take the credit for this. David said, I'm not coming in my own strength. See, he has a different mindset. See, David says, I'm coming, watch this now, in the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm not coming in the name of David. I'm coming in the name of the Lord, the God of the armies of Israel, who you've been talking about, who you've been defying. Amen. And then David said, it's going to be the Lord that delivers you into my hand. My God, man, when you start giving God the credit before the fight, amen, that the reason why I'm going to win is not because of me. I'm going to win because of God. Amen. And all the earth will know that there is a God in Israel. See, God wants to show off through you. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to take your impossible situation, turn it where you get the victory so that he can get the glory. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah. Yeah, Pastor Jeremy say, not tomorrow, but this day. Yeah. We're not going to wait till tomorrow, Goliath, because today I'm getting ahead. Ooh, Jesus. Okay. So learn how to speak possibilities before, amen, you experience the manifestation, because that's what David did. David said, listen, before I even take a step into the ring, I've already won. Hallelujah. I already have the victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Now watch this now. Go to verse number 48. Verse number 48. Now, here's the difference with some over others. See, there are people who can quote scripture, shout at the right time, but when it comes to putting forth the action, they're stuck in their boots. Now, remember now, I said faith without works is what? Is dead. So all of this talking that's going on, Goliath talking, David talking, amen, somebody got to make a move. Hallelujah. So David said, I'm going to demonstrate what I believe. Now, Goliath, I just told you, not tomorrow, but today, you're going down. So let's look what David did. He spoke it, but then he put some action behind what he said. Watch this now. Verse 48. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. Oh my God. So David said, listen, I'm running toward you. I'm running toward the fight. I'm not running from the fight. Now, if you ever go into Ephesians and look at all the armor that God gives us, amen, there is no protection for your back. Go and check it out. There is no protection for your back, because as a believer, God never intends for you to run from your enemy. Amen. No. David said, I'm running toward you. I'm going to cut the distance between me and you and let God do the supernatural. Amen. Think, what is David going to do with a slingshot in the natural? Here's this 9-foot giant. He got armor all the way down. What is a rock going to do against all that armory? Amen. It's going to take down a giant. Not based upon David's strength, but based upon the God that he served. He had enough confidence that God would take that rock and put it in the right place.
Oh, Jesus, amen. Yes, he would.
Amen. So what am I trying to tell you? That you have to put action behind what you believe. Amen. If you believe the word of God, you got to act on the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Let me give y'all my final scripture, okay? And my final thought. That David won because his thinking was different. Now, remember now, I showed you. Everybody else was afraid. Everybody else was scared. His brothers were scared. The armies were scared. And even the king was scared. Amen. But David won because he was different in his thinking. He said, this is possible for this giant to go down. Verse number 50. 1 Samuel 17, verse number 50. Look what he says. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. And if you keep on reading, David takes Goliath's sword, cut his hand off, and say, hey, this guy y'all been afraid of? I can just see David saying, is this the guy y'all been running from? Amen. But because his thinking was different. Now remember now, as a man thinketh in his heart, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. My life follows what I think. Amen. What I focus on will shape what I believe. And since David's focus was on his relationship with God, and his confidence was in God having his back, he was able to go and beat a giant that everybody was afraid of. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so listen. Stop thinking impossible thoughts that you can't do it. Stop. Take that out of your vocabulary. Take it out that you cannot do it. Amen. Put into your vocabulary, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your people tonight. God, I pray that they renew their minds with changing what they think about. That they understand that all things are possible to them that believeth. Not some things, but all things. And Father, let David be an example to all of us. That when the situation seems like a giant, if we have an experience with you, we know that giants will fall. So, Father, I thank you for the people of God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? It's offering time. Praise the Lord. It's time for us to give our tithes, our offerings, and our gifts of love. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, well, Dr. Shum, how can I sow my seed tonight? Well, if you're watching tonight by way of Above the Cloud, There's a link right there below the screen. If you just click that link, it'll allow you to get into our giving platform. And once you're in our giving platform, you can designate your tithes, your offerings, and your gifts of love. If you're watching tonight by way of Facebook Live, in the comments section and at the top of the page, there is a link, amen, right there. Click that link. Once again, designate your seed, and you can sow your tithes, your offerings, and your gifts of love. If you're technology savvy, pull out your cell phone and scan the QR code that's at the bottom right-hand side of the screen. It'll get you into our mobile app. And once you're in our mobile app, it'll allow you to do the same thing and designate your seed. If you're watching and you want to text to give, you could text FCCC Giving, three C's, to 54244. And once you do that, it'll send you a link back. Click the link. You'll see Lady Gwen and I's picture, and you know you're on the right page. If you're on our mobile app, amen, there's a give button on the mobile app. Just simply click that give button. Once again, designate your seed, and you can sow it that way. Then finally, if you want to mail it to us, you can send us to Faith Christian Center Church, P.O. Box 12428, Beaumont, Texas 77726. And then you say, Dr. Sharp, you blessed my life tonight. Amen. I want to sow directly into your life. How can I do that? Amen. You can do it through our Cash App. The one on the left-hand side is Lady Gwen's Cash App. Or if you're in Cash App, you could do $GwenSharp1. On the right side, you can scan that QR code. Or if you're in Cash App, do $CarltonSharp, Dr. Carlton Sharp, and you can sow your seed that way. We believe that the same grace that's on us, amen, will be on you as a result of sowing into our lives. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Now, listen, also don't forget that at the top of the page, every month we have our monthly devotional. It's available to you. There's a link at the top of the screen, and it says April devotional. Click that link. It'll open up, and you'll have the whole April devotional, the whole month of April, for a daily devotional. Start your day out spending time with God. Amen. And watch your experience change as a result of spending time with Him. Glory to God. Hey, listen, once again, let me thank you for allowing me to speak into your life. Hey, it's always my privilege and pleasure to be around people of like precious faith, those who love the Lord with all their heart, souls, and mind. Hey, remember this, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we're building lives. And Romans chapter 12 and verse 3 says that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We'll see you next time on our broadcast. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Do you want to be saved? Well, Romans 10:9-10 says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come now confessing and believing that you raised Jesus from the dead. I repent of my sins and I ask you to come into my heart. I make you the Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you prayed that simple prayer, welcome to the family of God. We believe you got born again. What's next, you may ask? Keep God first in your life and get into a good Bible teaching church that will help you grow and develop in the things of God. Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.
April is a month of spiritual renewal and resurrection power. God specializes in bringing life out of what looks lifeless. What felt delayed can begin to move again. What seemed stagnant can start flowing. Even what appeared dead, God is breathing on it again. This is not your season to give up. This is your season to trust that God is still working, even when you don't see it yet. April reminds us that nothing is beyond His power to restore. This is your month to rise again, to reset your focus, to reignite your faith. Choose to move forward, not in fear or doubt, but with power, with confidence, and with expectation. Because if God said it, He will do it. And if He started it, He will finish it. This is your season of renewal and your time to rise. And remember, we are building faith. We are building bridges. We are building lives.
In this dynamic book, Dr. Carlton Sharp reveals that sometimes the strongest people are the ones carrying the heaviest pain, silently. They show up every day. They smile. They lead. They provide. From the outside, everything looks fine. But inside, something feels off. That quiet weight. That pressure. That sense of isolation. It builds. In this book, Suffering in Silence is about confronting that hidden pain. It's about stepping out of the shadows and into healing, honesty, and wholeness. This message will help you recognize the warning signs within yourself, break free from pride and isolation, and embrace truth, accountability, and restoration. You don't have to carry it alone anymore. It's time to take off the mask, break the silence, and find real healing and hope. Suffering in Silence, Hiding Behind the Mask, by Dr. Carlton Sharp. Available now on Amazon, in paperback and Kindle. Get your copy today.
Are you ready to experience faith on another level? Every week, meet us at the place where the Word is alive, the worship is rich, and the supernatural is flowing. Come experience God's presence. Hear a faith-filled word and receive impartation that sets the tone for your week every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at 3950 Point Parkway in the beautiful city of Beaumont. It is an atmosphere charged with expectation. Whether in person or online, you belong here.
Then let's go deeper in the Word together on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. We will be teaching principles straight from the Word of God to help you grow in faith, wisdom, and victory. And then finally, get ready for power-packed Tag Team Thursday, teaching at 7 o'clock p.m. that will stir your spirit and transform your thinking. You can watch it all on Above the Cloud, Facebook, YouTube, or right through our mobile app. Wherever you are, the Word is coming to you. Join us weekly. Engage, grow, maximize your life. Follow, subscribe, and stay connected. Your faith journey continues here. This is your season to grow stronger, dream bigger, and believe bolder. And we're believing with you every step of the way. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Well, thank you for joining us today. I pray this word has stirred your spirit, strengthened your faith, and set your focus for what God has in store for you and your family. Walk boldly. Believe fiercely. Expect daily. If you've been blessed, don't keep it to yourself. Share this with someone you love. And as always, stay in faith, stay connected, and stay committed to walking through every door God has opened for you. Until next time, now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.